This week's parasha Behar, we have the pasuk Lo sonu ish esam yisov yareisam elokecha, that which the Gemara interprets to be referring to onas dvarim. Already three pasukim earlier, there was another pasuk of onah. That's in the context of business dealings. So to overcharge or otherwise swindle someone in business would be onas mamon. And then this pasuk is referring to onas dvarim, which could loosely be translated as verbal assault or abuse. What is included in that? What exactly is included in this iser of anas dvarim? So this is discussed by the Mishnah and Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. And just interesting to go through some of the examples that the Gemara gives. So the Gemara says, for example, if a person is suffering, so to say to him, like the friends of Eov, well, this is happening because obviously you're deserving of suffering. So even though the person might have positive intentions, that would be an example of anas dvarim, to blame the person for his own suffering. Similarly, the poskim say anything that a person says in the present to insult a person in his present condition would be an example of anas dvarim. Not only that, the Mishnah says to reference negative or embarrassing elements of a person's past, even if they're no longer relevant. So that would also be anas dvarim. To say to a Baal Tshuva, oh, remember when you used to do X, Y, Z, or to knock down someone based on family background. Oh, you're a ger. Your family background is X, Y, Z, and therefore, what makes you think you can... So that would be an example of anas dvarim. So just to expand... Anytime a person brings up negative or embarrassing incidents or memories from a person's past, that would presumably be anas dvarim. There is a whole culture of sort of humor which a person, people basically knock down other people, make fun of them in the present, or bring up embarrassing incidents from the past and so to speak, roast the individual. Or that is in a sudaraisa of anas dvarim. Many practical jokes might fall into the category of anas dvarim. The Gemara says that if a person needs to buy grain, so you send him to someone who you know, he never sold grain. So he knocks on the hardware store and says, hi, I'm here to buy some grain. So what are you talking about? So he looks like a fool. So that's a practical joke, but that's an example in the Gemara of anas dvarim. So that would be highly problematic. The Mishnah says to ask how much something costs when you have no intention of buying it. Again, the person might be acting not out of an interest in getting the proprietor's hopes up. He just is curious. But nonetheless, it raises hopes. And then the person has a letdown. His hopes are dashed. That would be a form of anas dvarim. If a person is just curious, he has to say, I'm not interested in buying this right now. Just out of curiosity, how much does this cost? Now, the Gemara gives another example related to this, which I think adds a whole new dimension. The Gemara says, "Lo yitle einav bechefetz b'shah shein lo kesef." Not to even look at the merchandise in a way which would make it seem like he's interested at a time when he doesn't have money. So the reason this is such a chiddush, how's this different than the previous case? The reason it's such a chiddush is because here he's not even saying anything; he's just acting in a way which produces that same result. So the chiddush seems to be that onas dvarim. The Gemara calls it onas dvarim. But it doesn't have to be verbal. It could also be a manner of behavior which leads to the same result. Either a person ends up being embarrassed or disappointed even just disappointed because of a person's actions. And this is explicit in some of the Rishonim and Achronim. The Reim writes, Kishem she'onah b'dvarim kach onah b'ayin ra. If you look at a person in a way which indicates contempt, disgust, that would be anas dvarim. The Chai Yodim writes, Mitzayr echad b'Yisrael, bein b'dvarim, bein b'maseh. This potentially is a very broad-reaching formulation. He says, Mitzayr, that if you cause tzar to someone, bein b'dvarim, bein b'maseh. Where do one draw the line? In the Sefer Mishpatei HaShalom, so he writes, so what if a person makes noise which bothers other people? What if a person... smokes in the area of other people who don't like it, maybe that could all be included under onas dvarim. That's a very broad-ranging category, according to this, that anything a person does which which causes harm or disturbs and bothers other people, there's what to discuss as to whether that would already be included in the category of anos dvarim. So something very much to be aware and sensitive to. And have a wonderful day. Please do put up the chairs and have a great Shabbos.